This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So whether you're a baby boomer, whether you're Generation X like me, or whether you're Generation Y, Z, or a millennial, or whatever now everybody kind of calls each other, I think we could all agree that there is an over-fascination with the selfie. And social media has just taken over our entertainment, our dating, our relationships, our spare time, how we perceive our looks, our weight issues, it's just taken over. And the selfie has been at the root of this, okay? Our selfies define us for a dating website or a dating app or for work. LinkedIn is a professional sort of social media site where you hope other professionals notice you. And some people use a selfie for that picture. And it's crazy. To see so much importance on something that's very superficial. Well, a report in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Facial Plastic Surgery, says taking selfies at a distance of about 12 inches from the face will increase your perceived nose size by nearly 30%. So researchers now are cautioning that patients interested in cosmetic procedures should not turn to self photographs as guidance when considering making changes to their faces. Patients, people, even my family, according to Dr. Boris Paskover, a facial plastics and reconstructive surgeon at Rutgers, said, have to be aware that if you're taking a selfie, it's not really how you look. Selfies make your nose look wider and thicker when it really isn't. And people like a smaller nose. He says, my fear is that the generation out there now doesn't know. All they know is the selfie. So you got Facebook, you got Instagram, you can even put your selfie on Twitter. Google Photos saw more than 25 billion selfies uploaded onto its servers. To put that into perspective, there are 8 billion people living on the entire planet. 25 billion selfies have been uploaded onto servers. And more people are now engaging in plastic surgery because of how they perceive themselves on social media. According to a 2018 poll conducted by the American Academy of Facial, Plastic, and Reconstructive Surgeons, 55% of surgeons reported having patients who said they were seeking cosmetic procedures to improve their perceived appearance in selfies or other photos posted on social media. That was up from 42% last year. So JAMA, the JAMA study relied on data from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, okay, to approximate the facial dimensions of individuals from a variety of racial and ethnic backgrounds in the U.S. Using mathematical modeling, the researchers have found that photographs taken at a distance of 12 inches increase a nose size in a man by 30% and 29% in women. But if the photograph was taken 5 feet from the subject, not to significantly distort nasal dimensions. At 5 feet, the distance between your nose and the camera and the distance between your facial plane and the camera is almost the same. So, the nose doesn't get skewed. In 2017, there were about 17.5 million cosmetic surgical and minimally invasive cosmetic procedures performed in the U.S., which is a 2% increase from 2016 and a 200% increase from the year 2000. So, cosmetic surgeries are up again. Nose reshaping, rhinoplasty. That, according to CNN, was the third most common plastic surgery procedure last year. Cost anywhere from $6,000 to $15,000. Breast augmentation, also the most common, accounting for 300,000 procedures. Liposuction, eyelid surgery, tummy tucks, also among the top five. Now, usually plastic surgery is considered safe, but you're having surgery. And what if the outlook isn't what you want? According to USA Today, these were the top five cosmetic surgical procedures: breast augmentation, liposuction, nose reshaping, eyelid surgery, and the tummy tuck. And we are talking breast augmentation, 300,000 procedures in 1 year. Tummy tucks, 129,000 procedures in 1 year. Now, minimally invasive procedures that could be done in an office. Number one was the Botox, 7.23 million procedures. Two was soft tissue fillers. So like the marionette lines like Bruce Willis has around his mouth, people can put collagen in to smooth that out. I think Brad Pitt might have done that once in one movie. He looked kind of puffy. And I was like, uh-oh, did he, you know, do it? I don't really like fillers that much because, again, they're temporary. And then, boy, do you see the depression, physical depression in the face afterwards. Chemical peels, which a lot of us use for acne and for making our skin look smoother. Laser hair removal, about 1.1 million did that last year. And then microdermabrasion. Microdermabrasion helps peel off layers of the skin. And 740,000 procedures of that was done. So, why are we doing this? Well, cosmetic procedures also have gotten cheaper. People have always wanted their breasts done and their bodies looking well, but now you have anybody that could be looking at you, and your picture can be shared. And now the pool is wider. You know, there was a time where I would be the best-looking person in the room. Now, there was only one other person in the room, right? But I could technically, on some days, be the best-looking person in the room. Not anymore with social media. There is always somebody better-looking at that instant that you're looking, that you're online. And you're reminded of that on a daily basis. Now, we should be okay with that. I'm okay with it. I'm not in my 20s anymore. I have to be okay with it, okay? There's going to be somebody younger, better looking than me. All right, live with it. Who cares? But for the newer generation, no. Okay? Because this is their time to find a mate. This is their time to shine. And so, unfortunately, they don't want the competition. I do need a nose job. I don't think I can blame it on the selfie. My nose is big. You can barely see my face. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. I'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to
443-443. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a little battle between smokers and non-smokers, as non-smokers believe that they should get extra vacation days because they're taking less breaks than smokers. A recent survey says more than 40% of non-smokers believe they should get 3 to 5 extra vacation days per year to compensate for all the time their smoking coworkers spend on cigarette breaks. A nearly equal percentage of smokers, however, believes that non-smokers are not entitled to any additional vacation days. The average worker who smokes spends the equivalent of about 6 days per year on cigarette breaks. That's according to Joe Mercurio, project manager for the study. But that average does vary greatly by industry. For example, I guess workers in tech, retail, and finance and insurance spend the equivalent of more than 20 days per year on cigarette breaks, according to the report. But workers in real estate spend about maybe 5 days per year on smoke breaks. Smokers, however, say the extra vacation time would be a great incentive to get them to give up cigarettes. Women would quit for an extra 11 days off. Men would quit for an extra 12 days off. So this study was commissioned by Halo, which is a maker of electronic cigarettes. Other findings, according to the survey, found that smoking-related illnesses cost businesses more than $156 billion in lost productivity. The vast majority of workers believe that employers should offer financial incentives for workers to give up cigarettes, ranging from 93.5% of workers in arts and entertainment to 68.3% of employees in finance and insurance. Now, this survey took the responses of 1,000 Americans, and I'm a little torn here, okay? If any of you are bosses or owners of companies, you're probably going, why is this on me? What, I got to pay for this? I mean, I do have a plan and I do have a suggestion for employers, but I would just like to spend a couple seconds showing some empathy for some of these employers, because adding more sick leave and more vacation time, it's tough. Now, if businesses are losing billions of dollars in lost productivity, in essence, you will get it back. But as a prior employer, it is tough when your staff is out multiple times and you are paying while they're out. It's tough. It's a hardship. Because you are hiring extra staff that you probably don't need, all right, to kind of wait around and do, and then you give them something to do, and then they seem overwhelmed when they have to take over for somebody being out. And people calling out sick messes with the whole system. Okay, I can't tell you how many coworkers are like, oh, this person's out, this person's out. We all feel it. Not only does the boss, but your coworkers feel it. Now, that being said, as a doctor, I do not want you coming to work sick. If you have the flu, stay home. Don't get anybody else sick. I mean, what I would do when I used to call out, if I did, although I rarely did, I worked multiple different jobs, I just needed the money. You didn't get sick leave, so I wanted to still make money. But if I did have to call out, I would say, look, don't do my work, okay? Or I'll work from home. I got that. But if I had to man a post, or I had to, you know, wait tables, or I had to, that would be a hardship on anybody because they would have to cover. And so calling out, we need more, and I know this would be in an idealistic world, but it seems to me we're spending so much time on getting more vacation time, more leave, more time off. And I'm wondering if we should try to, I don't know, encourage or come up with ways to encourage better attendance at work. You know, lately in the last, you know, so I have been an employer myself, or I had been at the start of 2000. And the workers we had, the employees we had in the early 2000s, compared to during the recession, and then right after the recession, I really closed up shop right before the recession ended. So towards the end of the recession, night and day. And whereas the first few years, people were like, look, you know, I would beg them to take off. I'm like, you're sick. No, don't come in. The work ethic was incredible. I'm like, no, please go home. And I would send them home. I'm like, go home, use your leave. If not, we'll figure something out, but go home. Your paycheck won't drop. Go, go, go. But later it was like, oh, I need to take a stress day, or I can't make it today. I mean, not even anybody feeling, not even apologetic. I used to be, oh my God, I'm so, so sorry. I have to call out. It's not like that. It's like, I need to call out. It's like, it's an option. I could go to work today or I don't have to go to work today. When I grew up, there was no, you showed up to work. And it would be an act of Congress. Not that I want that again, because again, we don't want people coming to work sick. But this attitude of, you know what? I have a choice today of either doing what I'm supposed to do or taking off. And people weren't even lying about being sick. In the 90s, I would say, look, I have diarrhea. I would make sure my lie was so, because who's going to lie about having explosive diarrhea? Now, nobody even tries to lie. They're like, look, I got shopping to do. I got things to do. I had somebody call out because they had to do Christmas shopping. And I understand that was a stressor, and I got that. And luckily, we had enough staff, so I'm like, that's fine. Go ahead. The other coworkers couldn't stand it. They were like, are you kidding me? She's out again. So, I just wonder, how do we turn this around and encourage people coming to work? Now, one thing that's very interesting in my son's school is my son's school said that for seniors, if they have less than 5 days of absences, they don't have to take senior finals. My son has not called out once. Whereas last year, he's like, I don't feel like going to school. So maybe we need to incentivize. Now, where I work at the university, if you don't use all your sick leave, it'll convert to vacation leave, but only like half converts. So there's still more of an incentive to just take the day off. But for some people, they're like, you know what, I really need to accrue vacation time. So, you know, so maybe incentivizing that. But if you're sick, take the time off. But we have a lot of people that aren't sick that aren't taking the time off. So now what about smokers versus non-smokers? So when I was at the EPA, you got an extra break if you were a smoker. And I pretended to smoke. Well, sorry, I smoke, so I'm going to go out there and go on break. I didn't want to do that for long because I couldn't stand, you know, being around the smoke. And I didn't want to fake like I was smoking. I didn't want to lie. So that didn't last very long. But I noticed that, you know, there was disparity or a difference in benefits depending on if you smoked or not. And I understand we had to make progress where, you know, smokers had to have, you know, because of either the ADA or some sort of law where we have to make accommodations. But we want to incentivize people not, you know, needing help. Just like with Medicaid, just like with welfare, if somebody notices that if they just work a little bit less, their gain is so much more. Where if one step back allows them to go two steps forward because of government assistance, etc., we need to change that a little bit. I don't like seeing people go back. We had employees say, don't pay me that much. If you pay me less, I get government funding. And I'm like, so you want us to pay you less? How much less? Don't you want to make more and get a raise? No, don't give me a raise because then I'll make too much money. Are you kidding me? So these are things that, these are just concepts right now in our country that are kind of, I don't know, I think holding us back and not allowing us to progress. So should employers incentivize? I think what would be really, really good is if an employer wants to help you lose weight, we'll talk about this in the next break, where for every 5 pounds you lose, you get an extra, you get to leave an hour early that next week. Because, you know, you start doing paid leave, it gets pretty expensive. And we'll talk about that because employers shouldn't be stuck with this. But if they are, what's something that could do, what can we do to make this work? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel.
Rebel, rebel.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So making headlines is a high school student who was obese and who attempted suicide. She turned it around and dropped 157 pounds. Nicole Burke was a high school sophomore. And she tried to take it to her life because she was morbidly obese. She's now celebrating because she was able to shed 157 of those 357 pounds. She was so big, she had to have special dresses made for her large frame. She said, when I went to my junior prom, I had to buy the biggest dress in the store. It was my only option at size 28. And even my grandma had to sew extra fabric into it. She's a Seattle resident, and she told SWNS. In 2013... she was 16 years old and was so depressed about her struggle with weight that she attempted suicide. She tried to take her own life. I'm not exactly sure how. They don't go into too much detail. She said, I just felt so terrible about myself and my body. I knew I had to do something about it because I knew I had so much to live for. So, by the time she was a senior, she had a vertical sleeve gastrectomy, a procedure that reduced the size of her stomach. She originally was from Massachusetts. She comes from a family who has a family history of obesity. Both her parents had gastric bypass surgery. She said, I was 10 when my mom had gastric bypass surgery, and a few years later, my dad had it done. She had it growing up. Fast food was a big part of our lives. We were part of so many clubs as kids that it was often the easiest option. So after her surgery, she dropped 90 pounds, and then she met her boyfriend, Christian. The couple have been together now for 3 years, living in Seattle. She said her dating life was non-existent in high school. She had so little confidence and never thought anyone would be attracted to her. As soon as she lost her first 90 pounds, she had more confidence than ever. And now, 3 years after her initial surgery, she went for a bypass, gastric bypass that divided the stomach and rerouted the small intestine. Not a surgery we usually recommend. We like the vertical sleeve gastrectomy better, but maybe she stalled and plateaued. So now she wears a medium-sized dress, weighs about 200 pounds, and she feels and looks amazing. So this illustrates the fact that we do need to screen people for depression, especially those that may not be of ideal weight. And we need to offer options. She went for surgery, and people have been very afraid to use gastric surgery or lap bands or bypass surgery for weight. If it gets to the point where you're almost 400 pounds, or you're thinking of killing yourself, I think it's less risky to get the surgery. We talked about the sleeve gastrectomies, where the pouch of the stomach that's not connected to the esophagus or the intestine can be removed pretty safely. If you overeat, you could restretch the stomach, but many people lose a lot of weight very quickly and do well, and very minimal hospital time because it's not rerouting any of the tubes like a gastric bypass would or a Roux-en-Y procedure, etc. Lap bands are starting to fall out of favor where we put a plastic band around the stomach to shrink the diameter because some people are having issues with the foreign body of the lap band. Or sometimes the lap band has to be re-fitted or it has to be reinflated, etc. But going back to what we were talking about with employers and weight, etc., people like incentives, okay? I am so glad that this girl didn't, you know, decide not to commit suicide and she was able to, you know, do this bypass, et cetera, and do the surgery that she wanted to. Many insurance companies don't cover that, okay? So there's a lot of different things we could do. And the reason why it keeps falling back on employers, and I really feel bad for businesses, especially small business owners, because it is expensive when people take off or you're trying to purchase health insurance for individuals and you're dealing with sick leave and maternity leave. I get that. I mean, I only had 2 weeks maternity leave. It wasn't even maternity leave. It was just 2 weeks vacation that I had to use for maternity leave. And I went back to work after 2 weeks. You know, of having my baby. I mean, I could have put it off, but we needed the money. And so, I get as an employee why you need those. But what could some employers do that help morale, that help their employees' health, that helps their productivity without costing a lot of money? So one thing that I think would be really, really cool is any of your employees that want to lose weight, there's really something about these group weight losses, these group meetings. That's why Weight Watchers is so effective. Group meetings when it comes to losing weight help. But people don't want to sit in a meeting, all right? But they do like that little bit of competition. You got to be very, very careful, though. Whoever loses the most amount of weight this week gets a prize because there's always going to be somebody that beats everybody out and then these other people go at to heck with it. So you don't want them competing with each other. What you want is goals and incentives for each goal. So you also don't want to encourage too fast a weight loss. So if I had to do that with employees, if I ever reopened up my office, I would do something like, okay, in this first week, whoever loses 3 pounds this first week, okay, will get to leave early on Friday, like an hour. If you lose 5 pounds in 2 weeks, all right, we'll give you another hour off. And you could collect those if you want. If you lose, you know, 10 pounds in the next quarter, you'll get to leave early on Wednesday. You know, I mean, again, we got to kind of be careful in terms of how many, in terms of everybody taking off at the same time. But you give somebody a half day off, right? Or let them leave 2 hours early on a Friday or something like that. That could be a pretty damn good incentive. And they're not competing then with the little mini, right, who is able to drop weight like nothing. It has to be understood that nobody's cheating and nobody's taking diet pills. There is going to have to be an honor system. But as an employer, you don't give a damn. You just want them to lose weight. You want them happy and you want to make a difference. So if they're losing weight and they're not messing with their work and it's not affecting their work, etc. And again, they have to be small goals. If somebody goes, yeah, well, I lost 20 pounds in 1 month, you still only get the 1 or 2 hours off. Again, slow weight. Good for you, but this is my incentive. And so something like that could work out really, really easily. People need little incentives, little goals, but they need it from somebody else. You know, we were talking about, well, you can put money in a jar. Every time you don't smoke a cigarette, put a dollar in a jar. Most people don't keep that up. They just don't. You know, it's hard to do, you know, or having your husband or your wife reward you. No. But if it's somebody else, objective, and again, sometimes that's exactly where a boss could come in. Now, personally, I want my boss completely out of my medical. I don't want them paid for my health insurance. I don't want them. I mean, you know, you usually want, you know, you're, when it comes to that, ideally, I would want employers completely out of the equation, because if you ever get fired, then you still have your health insurance. Why should, you know, your employer not only have control over your job, but over your health insurance? But that's not the system we're in. Right now, the best way for us to get our insurance is through employers. So employers have been paying for years. They're going to still pay until we come up with a better system. But if you know, don't mind and you like that sort of contest, and you don't, your weight doesn't have to go to everybody else, but if you have an assignment manager, like somebody that you are comfortable with, that could be your objective monitor, that could work out great. Same thing with lunches and vegetables. If you want, you know, your staff to eat healthier, you could do that. You could do vegetarian potluck. All right, guys, for lunch, we're doing vegetarian potluck. Whoever doesn't want to doesn't have to, but whoever wants, you can. And then everybody brings a really yummy vegetable dish. Yeah, I probably would sneak out and grab a McDonald's too. But anyway, so, you know, there are things you could do that are fun. Bonusing people for weight loss could be tough. That could be tough, you know. But, you know, what about smoking? Yeah, so there's a lot of little things you could do, little incentives. All right, when we come back, Minnesota thinks they could eliminate opioid abuse. We'll tell you why. Don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Elliott.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, Minnesota's medical marijuana program is, quote, eliminating opioid use. I'm a big fan of Minnesota because GCN Network is based out of Minnesota. Woohoo! Go Vikings. I'm so proud. Anyway, they say Minnesota's medical cannabis program is off to a promising start for both pain treatment and reducing opioid dependence. And new research has found that 38% of enrolled patients reduced their opioid medication and 42% reported a pain reduction of 30% or more. Now, that's according to a report published by the Minnesota Department of Health's Office of Medical Cannabis. This is the first of its kind research study, which has been badly needed. And it's based on the experiences of the initial 2,200 people enrolled for intractable pain in Minnesota's medical cannabis program. This was during August 1, 2016 to December 31st, 2016. And of this initial group, 2,100 purchased medical cannabis within the study's observation period and completed a required self-evaluation before each purchase. So they did this screening tool called the PEG screening tool. Looks at pain, enjoyment, and general activity. So with zero being no pain and 10 being the highest pain, patients rated their level of pain, how pain interfered with their enjoyment of life, how pain interfered with their general activity, and using the PEG scale data, 42% of the patients who scored moderate to high pain levels at the beginning of the measurement achieved a reduction in pain scores of 30% or more. 22% of patients both achieved and maintained a reduction of 30% or more for over 4 months. So what were some of the major findings to this? And we'll talk about it. Healthcare practitioners caring for program-enrolled patients suffering from intractable pain reported similar reductions in pain, with 41% of patients achieving at least a reduction of 30% or more. The study also found that 353 patients who self-reported taking opioids when they started the cannabis, 63% or 221 of them reduced or eliminated their use by 6 months. The healthcare practitioner survey found that 58% of patients who were on their pain medications were able to reduce their use of these medications when they started the medical cannabis, and 38% of patients reduced opioid medication by 60%. 3% cut back their benzodiazepines like Valium and Xanax, 22% reduced other pain medication. So, what about side effects? Well, they say 40% of the patients reported adverse side effects. And of those that did report adverse side effects, 90% said, you know what, they were mild to moderate. And the common adverse effects included dry mouth, drowsiness, fatigue, mental clouding, or foggy brain. They said 55 patients who were taking the medical cannabis for intractable pain reported severe adverse side effects. So these side effects interrupted their daily activities. The assessment of this patient feedback found no apparent pattern in age or other cause of the medical cannabis, you know, other cause to this. So they say these results are a good starting point. We need to be very, very careful about the headline. You know, it's, you know, can eliminate opioid use. Intractable pain is a state of pain where the cause cannot be removed. And we call intractable pain where there is not a lot we could do to help lessen it. So I have been a fan of legalizing marijuana, but only once we have the logistics in place. What are we going to do with driving? What are we going to do? How are we going to screen drivers? How are we going to address the gateway drug aspect to this? How are we going to limit its use in schools? And marijuana use is going up in schools. It's now, high school students have never tried it before trying it. Is that the worst thing in the world? If we're preventing them from going to opioids? I don't know. All right. One thing that we're probably going to do is use marijuana, which we've talked about for years, as a means to minimize the opioid epidemic. But we are going to be fueling a marijuana epidemic. And right now, the general consensus of people is that's okay. Marijuana is safe. Well, it can be. It can be safer than opioids. But in what context? Okay? With this study, it helped a good percentage of people, but there was a good percentage of people that it didn't help. There's patients who say, look, it doesn't help my neuropathy. It doesn't help my spinal stenosis. So marijuana may not be a panacea or might not be a cure-all for all people with pain, which is why we can't limit access to narcotics. Some people need opioids. That's just going to, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. Now, when it comes to the adverse effects, that paragraph was almost at the end of the study, if anybody read all the way down. And side effects and adverse effects are usually not brought up right off the bat or in the headline. They're brought back later. So fogginess, mental cloudiness, fatigue, Is that something that we can live with as society? Do we want people driving next to us in a mental cloud, lower reaction time, fatigued? I don't know. Now, there's been a lot of controversy on driving and on traffic deaths. There was one study saying traffic fatalities rose in Colorado. There were other studies that said no difference. So depending on the study you read, we're not getting a straight answer. Is marijuana in the system of most traffic-related deaths? That should be a very objective finding. And if we tested before, which I think we do, I think all traffic fatalities get some sort of screen, tox screen, we should very easily be able to compare that data. Now, on the flip side, we talked about how the U.S. Justice Department is getting involved with the opioid crisis. They're going to file a, quote, statement of interest in a lawsuit against drug manufacturers and distributors. They're going to argue that the federal government deserves reimbursement for costs it has borne stemming from the opioid crisis. And it plans to file a lawsuit against drug manufacturers and distributors, according to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. So the government is going to be involved in a lawsuit against drug manufacturers and distributors. He said, I'm announcing today that the department will file a statement of interest in a lawsuit against a number of opioid manufacturers and distributors for allegedly using false deceptive and unfair marketing of opioid drugs. The hardworking taxpayers of this country deserve to be compensated by any whose illegal activity contributed to these costs. And we will go to court to ensure that the American people receive the compensation they deserve. So, last year, I mean 2016, sorry, in 2016, the last year with publicly available data, according to Fox News, 42,000 people died from overdoses for the class of drugs, this class of drugs. Now, do we know if the 42,000 people took a Vicodin and died, or were they shooting heroin? We don't know. But this is according to the CDC. So hundreds of U.S. states, counties, cities have already filed lawsuits against drug manufacturers. So I'm not an attorney, but if I was contemplating whether this was the right thing to do, if a drug company at all pushed their drug as non-addictive, that's a lie. That is false advertising. If a drug company, however, pushed the OxyContin or whatever long-term opiate as an alternative for chronic pain because of the sustained release mechanism that may curb addiction, I don't know if that's false advertising. Because remember, there was a big push in the late 90s and early 2000s to have long-acting narcotics. In fact, I was taught to avoid the short-acting narcotics, if you don't have to, for people with chronic pain and move to longer-acting. Because waiting till a person is in pain and telling them to pop a Lortab was not adequate pain control. But giving somebody to help them with their baseline pain and preventing the pain threshold to ever hit a certain point was the way we treated pain management. Or that's the way we approach pain management. So if a company said, look, our medication offers long-term pain control, may not be as addictive, I don't think they're lying. And again, I'm a little nervous because we need pharmaceutical companies to still make drugs. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.